Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, the Bruins let us down last night, losing in overtime, and joining us now to talk about it from Nesson, it is our pal, Sophia Yerkstevich. Hello, Sophia.
Great song choice, by the way.
Before we get into hockey and get depressed,
yeah.
You agree with Courtney and her bold statement she made this morning that Boston suffers from a male height deficit issue?
Be honest.
Oh my God. Boston suffers for so many male deficit issues. But yes. So many.
Damn.
Preach. Wow. That's my girl.
I mean, well, so I hate to be from Boston.
Guys, I love this city. I love this city before anyone comes at me. I love it. When I moved, I was like, oh God, I'm going to miss home so much. Like, can I do this? After 3 weeks, I was like, yep. Like, this is the best place ever. But the, you know, to quote Courtney again, but the men in the city, I'm like, what in the world? Where am I? Like, am I a Wizard of Oz? Seriously.
So what is, because guys are all texting and freaking out. Yeah. What is, when it comes to the actual height, what is, what are you, and the two of you, like, is 5'7" too short? Like, what is short to you?
Well, okay, wait. So I actually am, I have zero issue with shorter guys, like dating shorter guys. I have dated shorter men before, shorter than me even, and I have no issue with it at all. So that I just will agree that there are not a lot of tall guys in the city, so let's just put that out there. That I can agree with, but zero issue. I can date a short guy, so that's my take. I don't know, Courtney, what's your
I've dated shorter guys than me too. I don't have an issue with shorter guys. I just think when you go visit other places around the country, the male population is much taller than Boston.
Correct.
It's just an observation.
Very correct.
And everyone's getting so butthurt that I said it. Courtney should get a mirror. Yeah, still wouldn't touch you, Todd.
Yeah, like zero issue. Short kings is a thing. And I, great. Like I said, some of the nicest guys I've ever dated, short guys. But you're right. It is weird. There are a lot of short guys here compared to other cities.
Well, my man out in D.C. loves Sophia. So
really?
Oh, yeah. He loves her.
How do we... How do we revisit what happened last night without having flashbacks?
Oh, I was hoping you guys could tell me what happened because I'm scratching my head. You know, we talked about it on the show. We were saying the Bruins really did a good job at morning skate and practice, convincing everyone that they get it. Like they know, they knew they needed to come out as match the urgency of the Leafs, not sleep on this one, just get it to them early. Played like they did in Toronto, and they just didn't do that when you know they're capable of doing that. So I'm kind of scratching my head being like, why? Obviously, you can't manufacture feeling like this is your last possible chance like the Leafs did, because that was what they were up against. But I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm worried, but it was obviously a disappointing effort through the first 40 minutes for the most part. And the urgency wasn't matched. I said this to a couple people yesterday and they were like, nah. So I would like to get your take, but I think not having Auston Matthews helped Toronto in the same way when Patrice Bergeron was out, in the playoffs last season. I don't know if you guys remember how much the Bruins kind of rallied and stepped up. He came back for game five. I don't want to go back there. But when your star player's out and everyone's definitely aware of, like, okay, we lose, we're going to the golf course, then I feel like that even helped more with the urgency.
Brad Marchand said post-game that they weren't prepared in the way that Toronto was. Is that on Jim Montgomery or is that on the players?
I mean, I think the players, to be honest with you, I, you know, it's not like Jim's like, hey, take a day off. And he stopped practice on Monday, right? And you guys saw that kind of going around where he wasn't happy with the effort. Marchand not on the ice for that. And I think, you know, if this, the captain was there, maybe the guys would have shown up differently, which again has me scratching my head because you have these veterans, you have these amazing players that are leaders in their own way. You shouldn't rely on your captain being at practice, or you shouldn't have to have your coach stop practice down for in the first round to give it to you because you're just not showing up. So I don't really get what's going on there, but I would say it's more on the players than the coach.
We were talking earlier when it comes to winning faceoffs. I don't understand why Beecher is sitting in a game like last night.
Yeah. I think I myself was like, what are these lineup changes? I think you make lineup changes, even though they weren't like crazy significant, but Mason Lorie in for Kevin Shattenkirk and then Beecher, of course. I think Brazo is unreal. I was so disappointed for him and the Bruins when, you know, he went down with injury on April 2nd. Great to see him back. But I think you make that lineup change after a game like yesterday. You know, you're doing well. You're up 3-1. You played really well in Toronto. Game five, close it out at home. Just keep things, in my opinion, keep things as they are. And then you have a game like yesterday. Okay, and maybe Beecher loses all the faceoffs. Fine. Put Brazo in. Put Mason Lorie in. But I don't think the changes, in my opinion, although, obviously, never coached a game, an NHL game in my life. So what do I know? But that's how I feel.
I know that you're saying that you've never coached a game, but when you look at Montgomery and the line changes, do you think that he sometimes jumps to make changes when they don't necessarily need to be there? I understand making the change after they lost in game two to go to win 3-4 to make another change in five doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, that's definitely the way I'm looking at it, where it's just, it was because of the pressure of last season, because of the narrative of like, are they going to fold again? Because of everything going on, and the way, like you said, they played in games 3 and 4 with the changes made, I think you just roll with that and you show confidence in the players that what they're doing has been good. And again, it's not like he changed things up like crazy and it's not like he took the captain out, you know. But even with Kevin Shattenkirk out, and they didn't get a lot of chances because of the way the refs handed out penalties, but the Bruins, let's say they did have 3 or 4 power plays, you know, then you have Mason Lorie instead of Kevin Shattenkirk that are kind of quarterbacking it. And then that's just a look that's been, it's been working. Like the two units, the way they had it had been working. And so that was, you know, risky for me. So, yeah, I feel like the changes could have been made after last night as opposed to game four.
Sophia, you're around these guys a lot, so you probably have better insight than any of us have. Do you feel like that they, when they got up 3-1 in the series, that they might have felt like they've read their press clippings a little bit or just felt the confidence level just from what we were all saying that this is a better team? They were kind of showing it, and they kind of took them lightly last night?
You know, that, like, great question and very valid, but that's what gets me. Like, no, I don't think they do that. And I just, they know better. Like I said, last year was a lesson. It's not like a team that, you know, we saw with Tampa many years ago, gets into the playoffs, gets swept in the first round, and even dating back to last year. Like, they just know better, and they're not like that, where there's this sense of cockiness or we got this. So that's what's so surprising to me. And especially their captain, Brad Marchand, and we could have said the same thing for Chara and Patrice Bergeron as well. But like, he's, you know, you guys know what he's been through. Like, he's been through it. And
There's no way he's not emphasized.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kind of that, like, don't read the paper or don't take yourselves too seriously. There's no way that message wasn't clearly delivered, and not just delivered, but felt. So that's the part that kind of surprises me, because at least you can point to that and be like, oh, okay, they got a little too ahead of themselves. I just don't think that happened, but somehow didn't translate to on the ice.
Sophia, can you help me out with the guys here? Because they were trying to make something out of Linus talking about not being a crybaby for kind of seemingly ending the rotation. And they think that there might be an issue between Swayman and Ullmark. I said that you guys are making something out of nothing.
Yeah, definitely something out of nothing. Sorry, guys. Not even going to say more about that. Definitely something out of nothing. Like, he gets it. They're still good. Obviously, there's internal competition because you want to play, but in the way we've seen all season, no, absolutely not.
You've been doing hockey for a while, Sophia. Ever see a linesman tackle a dude on the ice?
No, that was crazy. Did you see Marshy like lift his fist up after that? Like, he was going to punch him out. That was my favorite part of it. But yeah, like, also let them play. I think those penalties were so dumb to Holmberg and Marchand, except I do feel like at the end there, where they had several scrums where they were just kind of tackling each other on the ice, that last one, I feel like Holmberg should have gotten it, not Marchand. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. No, but that's pretty funny, even though I wish it didn't happen to Marchand. I hope he's laughing about it now. But never seen it. I don't know if you guys have.
Well, Sophie, I've never seen that before, but if you say that the relationship is good, which I believe the relationship is good between Swayman and Linus, shouldn't Monty now, just for the sake of everybody's mental well-being, players, goalies, say who his number one goalie is moving forward, rather than just kind of
said it by starting?
No, no, no. I think to say it publicly. You know, we always talk about the public view of the coach. Do you think that that's something that he should do, or do you not mind still the day-to-day type of kind of
guessing?
Yes.
Yeah. He answered it the other day where he's like, it gives the opportunity for the team to, you know, scout a little bit more, and we don't want to give them that advantage. I do think I completely understand that, but A, with a team like Toronto, with like the amount of crazy media they have, and then obviously you're in a huge hockey market, it might work against you. And it's just like, you're going to be asked about it all the time. It's just going to be a story. Like, we're talking about it still. It's going to be a narrative that just might be distracting. And yeah, he does realize, I'm sure, but that's exactly what happens when it's just like guessing game. Then you have like 30 people around Linus Ullmark on Monday morning trying to get in and trying to get the quotes. And so it adds a little bit of a distraction. I would see no problem with just like letting people know what's going on. They've each played. They shared the workload. There's a book out on both of them. So either way, they know they have enough video how to prepare for both goaltenders. So I don't see an issue with it. But all due respect to Jim Montgomery, he's making his choices. And if that's what he and the staff think is better, then I guess they're going to stick to it.
A bit of a cryptic tweet around game time yesterday from your guy and our guy, Razor, which essentially said there's no way that Austin Matthews is sick. Are you hearing anything about, is it an injury? Or is he back tomorrow night? Are you hearing anything?
Not hearing anything except other people saying like this couldn't be an illness. It has to be an injury. And I was thinking myself, like food poisoning, is COVID still a thing? Yeah. Like what the heck, the flu. And if you have any of those illnesses, you're out 3 days, maybe you miss one game, but even if your body's recovering, maybe four, even if your body's recovering, like you're back in it for desperation. So I would agree that an illness and like, you know, hope praying that he's okay, that he's not like, it's not a serious illness. But an illness doesn't make sense anymore. Although when he played, what was it, game four, and then didn't come back, you know, I mean, we're not doctors, but we're looking at him being like, yeah, he looks gassed. He looks a little sick. He looks a little red. Like we're trying to diagnose him. It did kind of look like that, but the fact that he's been out so long points to more. I mean, yeah. Wouldn't you guys say, like, are you really out for that long?
Yeah.
No. Super BGs, though. It takes about 2 weeks.
It could.
I mean, then Tuca have that at one point.
Yes. All right.
Say
well,
it again. What'd you say?
The super BGs.
The bubble guts. Yeah. Yeah, he talks a lot about the bubble guts.
Yeah, yeah. These are the super bubble guts.
Okay. Yeah. You never know.
All right. Well, should we remain optimistic?
Yes. 2013, 2018, same thing happened. The Bruins are up 3. I know, different teams. You know what? Who cares about the history? Yes, remain optimistic. Yes, all good. Going back to Toronto. Jack gets to call one more game, which is great. And yeah, I mean, this is playoff hockey. And I think similarly, right, game two, they lost at home and the Leafs outplayed them. We talked about that. And then the Bruins were like, all right, enough of this. So we're praying for a little bit of enough of this attitude in game six on Nesson.
Well, yeah. The hopes of an entire city of short men rests on the shoulders of our Boston Bruins. So,
I'm probably going to eat it later. I'm not going to check my Twitter, but hey, love
stay away.
People.
Oh, don't worry. They're all coming at me, not you.
Okay.
You're the best. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully after a win. All right?
Thanks, guys.
All right. Good there job. She is. She's the best.
The guys in Boston, boy. Woo! It's an uphill battle for
I mean,
you guys.
To be honest, Dale needed a crate, famously. So,
Dale here.
We will be right back with your thoughts on what happened last night to the Boston Bruins.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.